Well, it was announced this week that Tyson plans to shut down another food production facility, this time a pork production plant in Perry, Iowa, near Des Moines. And that plant has nearly 1,300 employees and kills about 8,000 head a day. That facility is expected to close later this summer.
The market has not crumbled on this news, and that, to me, is supportive long-term.
And that's Carl Setzer with Consus Ag Consulting.
It's detrimental when you see a packing plant close to the local market, the community, you name it. And we probably are going to see a few others close, and I feel bad for that. But the industry on a whole is going to absorb this rather quickly, I believe, CJ.
Setzer says that other packing plants across the U.S. will quickly pick up the slack once the pork plant in Perry, Iowa shuts down.
We're starting to see packers move their new facilities, ramping up some facilities. And of course, the shackle speed at some of these plants has been bumped up as well. We've seen some guidelines eased a little bit, some restrictions, so we can put hogs through a little quicker. And the other one that we're looking at is hogs are just a little bit heavier.
He adds that the USDA's recent WASDE report shows the forecast for both pork production and pork exports have increased for 2024.
And when we go back to that WASDE report, the USDA average hog value for 2024 estimated at $60.75 per head. That is up $2.16 on the year. So the USDA, anyway, is a little bit more optimistic than some of the other data that we're showing that would be detrimental for hog values.
You can hear my full conversation with Carl Setzer from Consus Ag Consulting at MichiganAgToday.com.